guys, welcome to Better Bachelor, your front row seat for the failing of dating in modern society. I am Joker, and today we're going to talk about weak men and promiscuity have gotten society in a serious mess. Here's the thing. I was initially going to put in women's promiscuity, but let's be honest, promiscuity in general, just not promising yourself to one person before you get it on. Now, the thing is, throughout history, and I've got an article from Evie Magazine, and I like Evie, and I follow one of their senior editors on Twitter, or at least I did. I mean, I'm still back on Twitter, but I never say anything. I'm just like as a matter of fact, my profile picture is of a woman, so I can come under the radar, and I don't get as much heat. But anyway, my whole point is Evie Magazine wrote an article, and it's by a woman, and I want to do it because it expresses the same thing that we men keep talking about. Women are supposed to be the gatekeepers to the bedroom. And the way this worked in the past is that if a guy wanted to woo a woman, as they'd say in 1568, if a guy wanted to date a woman, he would present himself as a good catch. Why? Because if he got her in the motherly way, or she fell in love with him, and because women and men love differently, if she fell in love with him, he could wreck her heart. And as a man, it is your responsibility, and I'm talking traditionally, we'll get there. As a man, traditionally, it is your responsibility to protect her, the family, the property, to provide, to be a strong guy. So the guy would make sure the woman has no problems. He makes sure the family has no problems. And what did the woman do for him? She made sure he had no problems. Well, what do strong men usually need from a woman? They need someone that will, you know, listen to them, to be their partner, to trust them, and to provide the bedroom fun. That's just kind of how it goes. That's why guys went through all the hoops, why they try to show they're good providers and everything else. Well, flash forward, and some of this is going to be talked about in the article, flash forward to the 1960s. It's a revolution. Women can be free. They don't have to worry about having kids when they don't want them, and because the pill was invented, and off they go. And ever since then, it has become more and more about women not worrying about the gatekeeping quite so much. And then smash cut to like 2000, 2010, 2015, whenever it got really bad. I don't know. I haven't been in the dating market in a while, or very much for a while. Smash cut to that. And women are now like, we can be like men. No, you're the gatekeepers. But when you're gatekeeper and you let the gate wide open for everybody just to come through, men start saying, you know what, I don't have to really provide all that much to get the action that I want. So those guys are not providing anything. They're going out and having their fun. And then the rest of the guys are saying, hey, I'm still willing to provide those things, but you have to only have me. And women are saying, no, I get to sleep with this great looking guy over here, not realizing that that guy will never provide, will never settle down and never be with him. This is a tweet from Evie Magazine. And it says, some women find it empowering to make their man a sandwich, and that's okay. And when a woman's magazine puts that out, you may say, I disagree, but the fact that they're saying, hey, it's okay to take care of your guy. Like, it's all right. If you're in love and you have a good relationship, you should take care of your guy, and he will take care of you. But no, this is not acceptable anymore. And the last point I'll make before I read the article is that somewhere along the line, by doing this, it became a bad thing to just take a guy, like, and provide for a guy and make sure that guy is happy. And in marriages, long time ago, I don't have any specific dates or laws or anything like that, but a woman knew she had to provide for her man, so to speak. In other words, if he wanted to partake in the lovemaking, she would let him. And many times she'd do so enthusiastically. Other times, maybe it might not be so enthusiastically because she wasn't in the mood. But for that 5 or 10 or 15 minute romp that the guy wanted to have, she would say, I'm not really in the mood, but I'm going to do it for him because he provides me the house and the money and all this other stuff. He keeps me and the kids happy and safe and provided for. So I will, sacrifice a little bit right now for him so that he can be happy. But then somewhere along the line, it became, you don't have to give yourself to your husband. You don't have to. And I'm not saying that you do. I would rather, if a woman were that adverse to being with her guy, better that she leaves him, better that they break up. You know, there shouldn't be ever a time where it's like, I really don't want to be with this person, but I have to do X. But in saying that, if a guy says, well, you're not providing me with what I want or what I need in this relationship, so I no longer want to provide money for the family. I no longer want to provide a house for the family. I no longer want to listen to you complain or tell me about the stresses of the day. I don't care. I don't want to provide anymore. Well, that's not okay. And how do we know this? Because when couples get separated, no matter what she did, a lot of times he's paying child support, he's paying alimony, and he loses the kids. So he still has to pay for the stuff, or he has to still provide he has to provide for her what he is as a man, even after they're divorced or separated. And ladies, if you want to get if there are any ladies listening, if you want to get a concept of this, imagine getting married and you guys getting a divorce or separation, but you still have to go sleep with him for the next 15 years, even if you don't want to. Now, if that makes you gross out and you feel like it's unfair, that's how a lot of guys feel for, hey, she's the one that cheated, or she screwed up, or she did this to me, but I still have to pay for the next 15 years. Why does she get the benefits I bring, but I stopped getting the benefits from her long before we were even divorced? This is the kind of the mindset that we're talking about. So the article here is promiscuous women and weak men are a complementary problem. If you peruse Twitter long enough, you'll eventually find a territory in which the bedroom wars rage. Men write about how women today are too easy and unchaste, while women lament that many men are watching a lot of spicy videos or chasing after OnlyFans girls. It's impossible to place blame on one gender because men and women are so socially and psychologically interconnected. The frustration between the genders we see today is like yin and yang. Both sexes are independent on each other. Gender relations will only be improved if each side holds up its respective responsibilities. Again, like I was talking about, men are, even after divorce, provide their responsibilities. Women can stop the first 2 years into the marriage now. The other thing, too, is she says, well, we're socially and psychologically interconnected. Not true. Testosterone is a miracle chemical that runs through men. When women get stressed and they're upset, they usually, not in all cases, usually seek wisdom and counseling and energy and help from other women. Or they tend to go near other people. And there was an experiment that was done on this. Of course, I don't have it pulled up, but the whole point is that women seek out. When men fall into stressful times, they don't want to talk. They usually want to be left alone to mentally chew through the process that they're going through. So that is not the same. So if the two aren't getting along, women will still find comfort from other women, but men really don't need anybody in many cases. And you guys can attest to this because a lot of you say, hey, you know what? I walked away from this, or I even got away from society for an extended period of time, and I'm happier for it. You know, when I packed up my backpack and did 30 some odd countries traveling around the world for 15 months, happiest time I had in my life. Because everything was new and everything was interesting, and I didn't have anybody relying on me, and I didn't have to provide for anybody. I just had to make sure I could put my head down at the end of the night someplace dry and warm enough. I was okay. So they're not interconnected the same. And strong men don't need women. They just don't. Because the one thing they really want from that woman, that energy, and maybe that bedroom portion of it, they can do okay without. Now, can women survive without men? Yes, many of them do, and they're okay. But they still rely upon other women. And so what happens is women will congregate and men will go off on their own. That's why they call it guys going their own way. They're just done. They're done with it. To continue on, women as gatekeepers. George Gilder wrote in Men and Marriage that the male pattern of sexuality is the enemy of social stability. Men are typically the ones who push and pursue the bedroom, while women are in the role of the gatekeeper. This means women decide which men get the bedroom fun and which men don't. Traditionally, women gate kept the bed because the bedroom is a much riskier endeavor for a woman. Her emotions are more intricately involved, and pregnancy could happen. Since the revolution liberated women from men back in the 60s, more and more women have given up the role of selector reproductive gatekeeper and adopted the male attitude towards the bedroom. In short, they act easy. It's now a norm for young women to wear revealing clothing and act openly promiscuously. Sites like OnlyFans, in which women offer spicy content to men for money, grew from 7 million to 85 million users in 2020. What a growth. What a growth. So again, men would say, I would like a woman. I guess I have to be intelligent, get a good job, get a degree, provide good money, have a nice house. And that was more important than really what the guy looked like or really what kind of shape he was in. And if you go back and look at from photos from quite a while ago, you'd see the prettier the woman, the more successful the man she was with. Not necessarily the more attractive he was, although I'm sure she could be somewhat selective. He wanted what she possessed. Was it in her intelligence? Was it? No, it was her personality. Was she going to be a good mom? And would she provide as a wife? And that providing was cooking and taking care of the house and being available to her husband. But now that's not needed anymore. So what's happening is the really attractive guys or the guys that are very successful and pretty good looking, because you can be successful and not have any luck with ladies now. I know some of you have said, hey, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, it's no better for me out there. Some of you said I'm 6 feet tall and not bad looking. It's no better for you out there. Like, there's always something that seems to make women go, I don't think so. And I've got a video I'm going to be doing about that. So now it's the top guys don't have to, there's no gates. There's no gatekeeping. They can be with who they want. And so they never settle down. They never promise themselves to a woman, but all the women will give themselves to him. And then the other 90 or 80% of men go, I don't want you. You've given yourself away. And you want to take what I'm providing, but not offer me what you were supposed to bring to the table. They say the long game and social stability. What are the consequences of this? It might sound extreme, but the truth is that easy woman shaming existed for a reason. Women who act promiscuously are failing to play the long game and are jeopardizing the stability of society. This is because men are motivated by women. Access to the bedroom regulates men's behavior. If men are expected by society to court women before the bedroom is an option, both parties are better off. Men feel they have a purpose and women feel like they're cherished for their feelings and their value. When women offer the bedroom easily, whether online in the form of imagery or in the form of hookup culture, men don't have to regulate their behavior as much in order to get what they want. This is why she's easy was an insult of the past when women make the bedroom too readily available. They're jeopardizing male discipline and training men to not act gentlemanly before they get access to the bedroom. Women who do this are doing a disservice to other women as much as they are to themselves. This is something I've mentioned a lot. It's not a time frame either. I don't believe that you have to date for X amount of time or jump through these many hoops before it happens. But what women need to do is say, I need you to be my boyfriend. I need you to be monogamous. I need you to promise yourself to me, and we're going to wait an indeterminate amount of time until I am ready to make this happen. And a man will say, I find you interesting enough and attractive enough that I will wait. And now both people are behaving and both people belong to each other. But again, this contract has been broken because now infidelity is not a bad thing. It's cheered. You go, girl. You do it to him before he does it to you. And all men are pigs and everything else. And of course, not all men are pigs, but if they can paint all men as pigs, they give themselves the excuse and the permission to go out and behave poorly. The ones that ultimately pay for this are always, always, always going to be the women. Why? Because a man who does not have access to women says, I don't need to earn a lot of money. I don't need to get a higher education. I can chase my heart and do a job that pays me enough and makes me happy. I don't have to live in a big house and provide for a family or even have kids. I can live in a school bus that kind of looks like a sauna, apparently to some of you. And I only have to worry about my own needs. That is freedom to men. Now, what do women get by being promiscuous? Well, they get a lot of action with those few guys, and those few guys are lucky, but they get a lot of action. And then they lose the ability to bond and love one guy, and they need that dopamine hit. So they continue to go out and try to get that to make sure they feel just as pretty and wanted and attractive as they did when they were maybe 20. And in the end, Father Time meets them. And it says, you're not as pretty as you once were. You're not going to get the men that you once would like. And now that's it. That's when women say, ooh, maybe I need to find a guy, at least a guy, the best I can get now that I'm 45 or something like that. They say men as providers, while women need to hold the lines on offering up the bedroom fun, men need to do their part by not enabling promiscuity culture in the form of watching spicy movies or paying girls on OnlyFans for content. Men are not always aware of this, but they feel as though they like this behavior because they're tricking themselves into thinking they've fulfilled the provider role without actually doing so. Paying for and watching spicy movies briefly tricks the male brain into thinking he's played the part of a loving husband, but it's not the real thing. The spicy movies act like a drug on the brain, and eventually men desensitize themselves to good normal women and normal bedroom fun because internet movies is easily available and offers endless dopamine hits. Men may gain some short-term satisfaction through it, but they're actually jeopardizing that which they would give their warmth or their life warmth and meaning in the long term to a stable relationship. Let me put some caveats on this first. I think simping is awful because guys are giving something, their money, and they are getting nothing in return. Because there are so many women that are like, that call men their pay piggies, and I've seen it, the pay pigs, they're idiots. They call these guys providing money stupid, and the guy's getting nothing but pictures and maybe some video. And they think there's a connection there, but there isn't. And the reason why I'm kind of don't agree with her about watching these spicy movies is that you don't have to pay for that anymore. There's plenty of sites you can go to and see it for free. So you're not tricking your brain into being any type of provider. You're just meeting an immediate need that men have, which would be nice if a woman was there to take care of that immediate need, but most men don't have that today. So they watch a little bit of video, they get it out of their system, they get clarity, and they move on with their lives. Where this can be a problem is when men find themselves either in a bad place or they're kind of depressed or they need a pick-me-up, and they use those movies and the appropriate actions to go with it to make themselves feel better. And that in and of itself can become harmful because you can get stuck on it and addicted to it a little bit. And you may kind of go deeper down the rabbit hole to where these women, a normal relationship, most women aren't going to put themselves in a position or do the things that you may see in some of these videos. So I think there's a point and a time and place. I've been known to watch one, maybe 2,000 videos. I've been known to watch a video and enjoy them as well. You know, guys like visual stimulation to kind of get you there. And if it's been years, or in some of you young gents' cases, forever, like you've never had the opportunity to be with a woman, then you don't have that. You just don't have anything to think about and remember the good time you had with this girlfriend or that girlfriend. And so guys will like a little bit, but when it goes too far, it can be bad. But it doesn't trick. Now, the OnlyFans stuff, maybe that tricks guys into feeling like they're a provider, because I'm sure that they say, oh, she says she's have a hard time paying her bills. Let me just give her $5. In the meantime, 100,000 other guys just did the same thing, and she can't pay her electric bill, but she just gets an OnlyFans payout of, you know, $500,000 for that month. I'd like to see guys stop doing the simping thing. She says, men need to say no, much like women need to say no, but to different things. Men need to resist the temptation of internet simping and watching content online in order to not encourage women to give up their virtue, because this hurts women. They also need to say no to things that could desensitize themselves to being able to recognize a high-quality, virtuous woman who they can provide for and build a life with. I'm okay with the point where she says that guys need to stop chasing after these women and giving them money. There's a New York Times article that came out today that said a lot of these gals on OnlyFans are jobless, and they put out the spicy content, and they're still not making any money or enough money. Why? Because 85 million people have joined OnlyFans. Like, there is a gluttony of supply and very little demand, or at least very low demand. So women are putting it out there, and no men are buying, no men are interested, or not enough men. So a lot of them are not making any money. So now you've degraded yourself, ladies. And on top of that, you're not even making any money off of it. And now you're begging for attention. Like, please come look at my content here. And guys are like, no, I'm good. There's plenty of it out there. Like, I don't need you. But now you've debased yourself for nothing. And the whole thing, I think, got kind of goofed up, because at one point in time, Somebody fooled women into thinking they need to be strong like men, and they need the power like men, and they need all these other things in the world like men. It's a heavy weight to carry. You know, being a guy is a heavy burden, especially, I mean, not as much nowadays, but going back to where you were supposed to be the sole provider and provide for a family and make sure everything's okay, that's tough. And so again, when a woman says, well, it's not fair, I'm stuck home all day and I have to do the dishes and I have to cook for this guy and he gets to go off to work and be with his buddies all day and laugh it up, that's the way that they've kind of convinced women that it is. But let's face it, most guys go off to work, they work very hard, and they come home. And what can women do? Well, the guys look at it as, well, she did laundry, which is putting it in a machine and turning it on, and then she dried it, which is putting it in a different machine and turning it on. She cooked dinner. That takes time if you're a good cook, I'll admit that. And she vacuums the rugs and once a week and keeps things dusted. I don't know about you, but if a woman was like, hey, I want you to be a stay-at-home husband, and all you have to do is provide me the bedroom fun, make sure the dishes are done, do a little bit of laundry and keep the place clean. But in the meantime, I'm a very successful woman and I'll pay for everything and take care of your needs and buy you a, you know, good Christmas presents. All you need to do is chill at the house watching soap operas all day. Done. Sign me up. But somehow women got convinced this is a bad deal. It doesn't hurt. I mean, it's hurting the men, but it's hurting the women much, much more. Okay, they continue on. Good male-female relationships require both men and women to exercise self-control. While women may enjoy the attention they get from lots of internet fans and having a lot of partners, and while men may get a dopamine hit from watching spicy movies or paying for dirty pictures to OnlyFans girl, in the long term, this is bad strategy for fulfillment and happiness. Men and women are interdependent beings, like yin interacts with yang. Men and women are complements and affect one another on an individual and societal level. If we want to alleviate the frustration each gender feels towards the other, both will have to take responsibility for their part in the situation. All right, well, let's take this out. Spicy movies. Okay, let's say they go away. There are enough movies out there that you could literally watch a movie every minute and never get through all of them in the eternity of time. And they're all free. So I don't think men occasionally watching a movie online is that detrimental. Now, when it's overused and guys fry out their circuits, which they can, and then they have problems really getting with a woman. I got to trim my mustache. So if you see me scratching my face all the time, I'm sorry. I got to trim this baby. If you see guys doing that and burning themselves out, I read a lot of articles about men that are in their 30s and young 40s that are getting erectile dysfunction because they're not able to get excited in the presence of a woman that looks like a regular, kind of normal, average woman. They're used to seeing a very specific type of woman that they like, and they're seeing her do pretty crazy things, and they kind of get that in their head, and then they're stuck on that. So I'm not saying that a little bit here and there sprinkled in to help you get along the path of it is not okay, is bad. I think that's okay. It's the fact that when you fry your circuits out, and some of you guys do this, and if you do it, take a break from it. Take a break from it. Let nature reset itself, okay? But in the meantime, if the guys out there would stop paying these crazy girls on OnlyFans money for this stuff, supply and demand. If there's no more supply of money, they stop doing it. They'd say, OnlyFans, it's no money. You got to do a lot of stuff for work out there. I'm just not going to do it. Now, as far as the guys going and being easy with women, good luck on you. Like I said, testosterone's a heck of a drug. And try to convince an 18 through maybe 30-year-old guy to keep it in his pants. No, it doesn't work very well, especially if he has the opportunity. If women come raining down on a guy, getting him to stop, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. But what women are doing is they're exchanging the quick gratification of being with a hot guy, they're exchanging that for the long-term bonding to one guy and the long-term provisions of that one guy and the long-term security of that one guy and the long-term happiness with that one guy. And again, you may not be with Mr. Dreamy, but you're going to get a guy that would give you the world and he'd look out for you, but you're blowing it and it's almost too late. So I hope we see less guys paying women. I hope we see that kind of goes away and maybe we get a reset. The good news is hard times are a-coming. I talk about censorship things the other day. We're talking about now they're talking about round 2 of the bug, that it's going to be worse and we may have to keep locked down. And That means a lot of businesses going out. That means a lot of people losing jobs. That means a lot of corporations. See, it's cyclical. If middle American man who makes $80,000 a year cannot buy anything, he's not spending money at the local shop. He's not spending money at the local store. He's not buying or going to see the movies. He's not buying new music. He's just surviving. He's not buying fancy food. He's buying basic needs food. Well, all the places where he would have spent his money, you've got now millions of people that are in the same boat. So all those companies that normally get that money, they start losing business. They start not bringing in an income. What happens? They start laying people off. As they lay people off, those people don't start having any money to buy anything. It's a downward cycle. It's a down the toilet bowl kind of thing. That's why if we keep this, you stall an economy too long, it starts crashing, and it's very difficult to recover until it hits bottom. That's my fear. Well, on that downward slide, there's guys and women that are going to lose jobs, but there's going to be more basket weaving, underwater gender studies, women losing degrees than carpenters and welders and plumbers and sanitation and garbage men and police officers and fire officers. Those guys are going to be around. And I'm hoping, I don't want any of this to happen, by the way. I don't want this, I don't want things going south. But if it does, if you're in a trade that is needed and these women have these highfalutin jobs or whatever craziness, and they lose their jobs and they lose their money, maybe they'll say, you know what? I don't need Captain America over here at 6'2" and muscular and all this other stuff. That guy that's got a good, stable job, who's a loving man, maybe that'll be enough for me. Maybe it won't. I'm not a fortune teller. I don't know where this goes. But when things get really hard, these crazy jobs and all the equality and all this other stuff goes out the window. And it starts getting down to, hey, can you work an oil rig or a derrick rig or a backhoe or whatever? And a guy says yes, that guy's got a paycheck. The woman that can write 3,000 words on how men are awful, she's out of a job. And maybe she'll realize that some of these guys with a couple nickels to rub together are actually a good catch. And she just has some closing thoughts after that. All right, let you guys get the picture. You know what I'm saying here. I still point it to women trying to look for easy money and easy intimacy with guys. And they don't realize that in the long run, they're just harming themselves. All right, guys, now it is time for the dating profiles. I have several for you of the day. I didn't have to blur any of these out, and I've got several of them. And this is going to the point of women are so used to not trying for guys. Like, because that small percentage of men that they're looking at can have anybody, or they have all of them. They'll just say, hey, you know what? I'm a single dude. These 10 women want me. I'll be with all 10. I won't promise myself to any of them. And women don't make those guys promise themselves, or they do, and the guy lies. So I'm going to go through some dating profiles, and it just gets weirder and worse as we go along. This one is, I didn't have to blur any of these photos today, and you'll see why. Her profile, which is her smashing or holding up the peace sign in front of her face, and it looks like her nose is twisted off to the side. It says on the photo, live, love, laugh. And I threw up my mouth just a little bit right there. 2018, it says on the photo, so this is a three-year-old photo already. And it says, yeah, yeah. She's 41. She's a boss A-B at B Please. Now, I have to edit those words, obviously, but I'm a boss, a beach, at beach, please. School of Hard Knocks is where she went. Yeah, she did. She did. Trust me on that one. Next one. This filter is so strong, I'm not sure if this is a human being or a Barbie doll. And I literally mean that. She's 42, and she's a makeup artist. That's it. And thank you for the Australian viewer that sent these to me. I can tell you guys that are in your 40s or trying to date someone in their 40s in Australia, good luck on you. She's a makeup artist and couldn't get the makeup done well enough to make her look wrinkle-free and pretty, so she put a filter on there that makes her literally look like not human. All right, this this next one, she something with her eye. Either she's insane and scaring the living Jesus out of you, because that, or she's got a filter that makes her eyes look bigger. But she's wearing fox ears, and this is a 48-year-old woman without a wrinkle on her face. So maybe there's a filter. I'm just guessing. And that's it. And she says, looking for something meaningful. And her photo is using a filter that makes her have fox ears, a little dot on her nose, and hopefully her eyes larger. Because if not, she looks like an alien. And this next one, I'm sorry, fellas, you got to sit tight. I've got a little bit of audio I need to leak in here. But there's a reason for it, and you'll understand why. It's much, much justified.
No, 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 no.
This looks like David Bowie from one of his videos, and I had too many psychedelics, and it's a nightmare. Like, that's literally this photo. There's a briefcase floating on electricity, and there's a wand off to the side, so maybe this has something to do with the magical beasts of whatever it was, the movie. She's 39. She's a busy single mom who loves life and making the most of everything, from the work I do to sports my kids do to the volunteer. That's literally what she said. I got nothing. But the photo is, I got nothing. I got nothing. Well, what are we doing? How? What? Why? How? I got nothing. Next one's just as bad. Again, crazy eyes. These photos make me feel uncomfortable. Like, I'm glad I have a lock on the door at the bus. It's dark out. If someone like this was walking around with these crazy eyes, or this one here, if someone came to my, like, if I looked out the window and saw that face, my heart would drop forth, and I'd start reaching for one of my defensive weapons. Like, I would be scared if that was outside my window. It's not like, oh, are you lost, or do you need help? It's, oh my God, the second coming. Like, what is going on? This one, she's 44, customer service at something, and she says, I am ace. Not like I'm an ace. I guess that's I'm ace, like I'm number one or I'm great. I don't know if this is a filter. I don't know if it's makeup. I know her eyes will haunt my soul for the rest of time. And the last one's a bit normal, taking it back to real. Here's the thing. She's a perfectly lovely young lady. She's 20. I did have to blur it. No makeup, or she looks relatively natural. If you young guys out there were 20 years old and said, hey, this is a picture of a girl I think I'd like to date, I could see that, and I go, good on you, man. Like, yeah, I could see you wanting to be with a lovely gal like this. She's 20. But she says, mama to two kids. She's 20. Mama to two kids. Not interested in going out on dates. I'm a homebody and would rather hang out at my place than go out. Not interested in hookups or couples. I'm a softy and I'll spoil the heck out of you. Give me cuddles and I'll love you forever. Well, first I got to call you out on a couple things. Give me cuddles and I'll love you forever. I'm pretty sure that guy that gave you those two kids, or those gentlemen that gave you those two kids, pretty sure they were cuddling on you. Didn't love them forever, did you? Secondly, again, at 20, 21 years old, and this is miles is the distance away, so I assume it's an American. You're almost the age of going out to a pub, enjoying a cold one with some friends, like maybe go catching a band or a local little concert, or what's the word I'm looking for? Like a little musical group playing in a pub, sitting with friends, going out about the town, going to get bites of eating pizza and having a good time. Just being social. That's what you do in your 20s. You date this young lady. No, she's not interested in that. She wants you to come over and sit at home with her around the house. But she doesn't want to, like, be with you. She just wants to hang out at her boring house and cuddle her. And she'll love you forever, at least the next 15 minutes. I got nothing, man. Like, this is... And she's two kids at 20. This is what I'm talking about, the promiscuity. As a young man at 20 years old, 21, 22, 23, 25, 27, I remember the testosterone going through my body. Men do make bad decisions with the little brain when you're that age. Good news, gentlemen, it does slide off. Just hang in there with it. I know the struggles. But as a young man, you see this, you want a girlfriend for not because you want her to be your best friend or you're looking for a soulmate. A 20-year-old or 25-year-old man's not looking for that. He's looking for that girlfriend experience, you know what I'm saying? Like the bedroom. And when you're 20 and you have two kids, men will say, I'll still sleep with her. I will, because that drive and she's cute. But they don't want to date you. They don't want to be with you. They don't want to be with a provider. And like I said in the last video, we can laugh about it all you want. This isn't funny. She's got a lot of hard days ahead of her. But the young man that's in the same situation, as long as he doesn't make her a mother, it's easy times, man. He's going to go get a good job, make money. So the promiscuity works a lot worse for the women than it does for the men. But the weak men make it happen. The weak guys spending the money on these women make it happen. It drives the women to do this stuff. And until men say no to giving them this money and for simping on those OnlyFans sites, until men take that money away, women will continue to do it. Take the money away, the women stop. Does that mean they won't be out with the good-looking guys and still giving it away? No, that doesn't change that. That's on the women. They're the ones that got to fix that. But if they promise themselves to a guy and he's the right guy and the guy promises himself to the woman and he stays with her, if both people would stay with each other and work through their problems and stay attractive for each other, that's where this kind of stuff worked in the past. Problem is, nobody wants to do that anymore. So the guys just say, nope, I'll keep my money and my resources. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. It is my own corner of the internet. We've almost got 10,000, coming up on 10,000 people here pretty soon. Forums, discussions, posting photos, memes. We're talking about everything over there. Censorship, talking about society, talk about the bug lockdowns. You talk about anything. That's why I'm doing it, because we're not censored by social media. So it's all up to you. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, you can say men have to help, and they do, but this is more on the women. This is women wanting to be like men, and they're supposed to be the gatekeepers.